When Democrats vote, Democrats win. When Democrats vote,
attendance gradually grew to an estimated 1,000 people. State Senator Charlie Justice, who faces 10-term congressional Republican Bill Young in the race for the House of Representatives District 10 seat, has seized upon the idea of showing up in his campaign. Here, he urges the audience to show up at the polls November 2nd.
We need you to show up at your polling place and vote. We need you to show up and bring another person to vote with you. We need you to show up on the phone banks. We need you to show up with a yard sign. We need you to show up with five of your friends at every single opportunity. This election is just too important.
Other speakers include State Representative Rick Kreisman, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. After a while, Kendrick Meek and former President Bill Clinton show up. Clinton says he generally doesn't do politics anymore, but this election year is too important for him to sit on the sidelines.
This is the 90th event I've done in this election season. And I want to tell you why. Because I've seen this movie before. And if it keeps going, it doesn't have a happy ending.
Clinton speaks for about half an hour and focuses largely on the differences between the election year narrative Republicans embrace.
The Republican story goes something like this. Hey, we left them in a big hole, you. And so they fired us and brought the Democrats in. Democrats had 21 months and didn't dig us out of the hole. And they spent too much money and gave us too much government trying. And we got to stop them now before the thing gets totally out of hand. Vote for us.
And that of the Democrats.
Well, you're right. We didn't get out of the hole, but it was a very deep hole. And we did at least stop digging. And we have the right plans to create jobs and to educate and train people to do the jobs.
Clinton says the GOP is trying to blame the economic collapse on Democrats when it actually resulted from Republican policies. The former president also zeroes in on key Democratic talking points, like the absurdity of keeping Bush-era tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans.
I can tell you, you talk to any economist, they will tell you the single most inefficient thing you can do if you want to put a country back to work is give a tax cut to people who've already got plenty of money. They cannot spend the money. They won't spend the money. I'd rather spend it on the education of the students at the University of South Florida, on green energy, on bringing solar and wind to Florida.
And the health care overhaul many Republicans decry as socialistic.
I don't think that health care bill is perfect, but I would have voted for it in a heartbeat because we cannot keep spending more money. We are spending $1 trillion a year, $1 trillion more than we would spend if we had any other country's health care system. And all the other rich countries have higher life expectancies and lower infant mortality rates than we do.
While Clinton spoke for more than 30 minutes, he didn't seem to lose the crowd. But his speech does hit a snag when a heckler begins shouting about 9/11, among other things, before party staffers escort him out.
Let's talk about where we are, because that will explain both the challenge we face and it will explain the political problem. Where are we?
Rather than simply ignore him, Clinton calls him out.
If you want to give a speech, why don't you wait till I finish and then...
The whole reason Clinton's in St. Pete in the first place is to get Democratic voters to back Kendrick Meek's U.S. Senate bid. Meek is in a tough multi-way race. Polls show the top two candidates so far are Republican Marco Rubio and non-party candidate Charlie Crist. Rubio is popular among Tea Partiers. Some Democrats think voting for Crist, a self-proclaimed centrist, will prevent a Rubio victory. But others say Meek will represent his party in the Senate, while it's hard to tell what Crist would do. Clinton doesn't mention Crist at all and speaks of Rubio in passing.
And I saw Mr. Rubio on TV. God, he's handsome and he sounds good. You know, just sort of sounds good. The problem is, it doesn't work.
Meek, who is debating Rubio and Crist tonight in Davie, says poll numbers may be bleak, but they don't have much bearing on what happens November 2nd.
Yes, we may not be at the top of the polls right now, but guess what? The only poll that I believe in is the one that comes in on November the 2nd, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
After the event, audience members still seem to have mixed feelings on who to support. USF student Paul Smetana says he likes Meek, but when polls show Rubio easily winning the U.S. Senate seat, the third-place candidate should join forces with Crist.
But I think it would be better if he just endorses Charlie Crist. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, because Charlie Crist is more ahead right now in the polls.
For others like Lynn Alterman, the jury is still out.
I'm still a little bit undecided, but Kendrick Meek really came on strong at this event, and recently, I think his recent appearances, he's just been coming on stronger and stronger, so I'm leaning that way.
Kate Duffy, a Democratic Party volunteer who drove up from Fort Myers Beach, says it's senseless to support Crist out of fear of Rubio.
I think Charlie Crist is a leaf in the wind. He's like a sailboat. I'm a sailor. And when the wind blows me a certain direction, that's the direction I go. And I think that's what Charlie Crist has been doing. He's been supporting causes that are more Democratic lately, but that's only because he wants to get elected.